From the Rio Grande to the Sabine and the Canadian to the San Antonio. If it's in Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texan-in-Chief, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, I brought you the Denison ISD electioneering email on Wednesday, where they're telling teachers to vote and how to vote. Well, there's another from Denison ISD, and it has prompted action from Attorney General Ken Paxton. The Lone Star story of the day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Well, Odessa and Ector County living up to the old roughneck oil patch reputation it's always had, with candidates allegedly assaulting each other. In House, I'll bring you that story. In House District 83, I've got a commentary on a little issue that I became aware was being whispered around in the race by listening to an interview yesterday on The Thin Line with Ken Adams on our Lubbock affiliate, Walk by Faith Radio. House District 72, another big endorsement for the candidate, Stormy, challenging the old Rhino Drew Darby of San Angelo. We've got the oil and gas rig count and much more ahead, my friends. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. Put up a podcast. I mean, it's about 45 minutes, 50 minutes long. Put it up last night. I mentioned it would be coming up with Chip Polk of the Ragtown Gospel Theater. You know, when I do the show or do the interviews, I don't normally want to hear them because I've already heard it. I actually listened to the interview last night and pretty late in the evening, and I texted Chip and said, "Man, that's a good interview. Thank you." It really is interesting about how this theater all came about in post-Texas. This is the 18th season, and this year they're partnering with us here at Pratt on Texas with me to let you know about it. They've got 17 years worth of loyal folks coming out to the Branson Quality Theater. I mean, that's the quality it is. Purpose-built theater there. It'll blow your mind. We talk a lot about that in the interview and how it came about and all that kind of stuff. That is at prattontexas.com. Just go to the podcast page and look for the title. When you see it, hit play. It's like watching a video or anything else. There's no special software or anything. In fact, last night I didn't even bring up my own site. I just hit that button at the bottom of my phone, and I said, when it pops up for you to speak to it, I said, Pratt on Texas podcast, and boom, there it came up, the list of yesterday's show. And then on top of that, because it was posted later, was this podcast extra. And I want you to listen to it. It's very good. Of course, the first drama of this year's original drama written by Chip Polk. The first one of the season is 33 AD about Pontius Pilate, Barabbas, the centurion who pierced Christ's side, and Joseph of Arimathea. Very enigmatic personalities. They're all people where the will of God is working through their lives, whether they know it or not. And it's going to be a great show. All the shows are on Saturdays at 3 p.m. This season runs from Texas Independence Day to the eve of San Jacinto Day, the 20th of April. So March 2nd is the first show. You can get all the details at ragtown.com and reservations there. You can do groups. They make it so easy. And folks, even the amateur type theaters and stuff now are all up in the $40, $50, $60 range. I know, because I wanted to go to a place. I was shocked at the ticket prices. They're just $22 each, and children and youth, that's folks all the way up into college. They're living with mom and dad, only $10. Veterans and active duty military tickets are free, and it's fabulous. The purpose-built theater in post, up where the golf course used to be, on the edge, on the slope, down from the Cap Rock, looking out over the beautiful vista. Of course, Post founded by C.W. Post, the inventor of cereal, and as Chip points out, the early pioneer of nationwide advertising. It's one of his, this was his big project, Post was, and there's a lot of that history You'll learn about that in the theater as well, in the lobby. But nevertheless, it's a great interview. We want you to get out to see 33 AD. Get your reservations in. It's a big modern theater, and you're going to enjoy it. If you listen to that podcast, you're really going to have an idea of what goes on there. And I plan to celebrate Texas Independence Day by being there on opening day for this 33 AD, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. All right, my friends, let's move to the headline stack here on Priton, Texas. Gotta like this headline. San Antonio stripper indicted on cocaine trafficking charges. No surprise there. Giselle Cabrera Rodriguez, 24. They say that U.S. attorney says she's distributed over 105 kilograms of cocaine worth $1.3 million just since August. FBI did searches, found all this. Bell County's issued a disaster declaration ahead of the solar eclipse. That's right. Monday the 8th is this big one where people from all over are coming to Texas, and they're right in the middle of the key path. So they've issued a disaster declaration in advance. Okay, whatever. They say the population will double in Bell County for several days prior to and the day of leading to the event, with extreme traffic congestion, strains on first responders, hospitals, food, grocery, and fuel shortages, along with local infrastructure. All right. Abilene ISD executive director named the lone finalist for Goldthwaite's superintendent position. That is Christopher Bailey. He's been at Abilene ISD and was a principal there at Clack Middle School for a while. K-Tex is reporting that. Texas Tribune, UT System names finalist for president of Stephen F. Austin State University. Neil Weaver will be the first president to lead the Stephen F. Austin since it joined the UT system, which will be the first permanent president. They just joined last year, so I don't know if that's such a big thing. He's been president of Georgia Southwestern State University in the University of Georgia system. And let's see, Dickinson police sergeant's been indicted in a 2022 police brutality case. It's a terrible case. The Houston Landing reporting that Galveston County grand jurors indicted Sergeant Michael Kinsley. He faces a felony charge of intentional injury to an elderly person and a misdemeanor charge of official oppression for his role in the February 2022 scuffle that left then 65-year-old Michael Skurlock with a traumatic brain injury. That has been a case that has just embroiled the city and police department in Dickinson in controversy. Largest single haul of methamphetamine seized at South Texas port of entry. This is from Border Report, which is one of the Nexstar products, and it says it happened at Eagle Pass. Six tons of methamphetamine from a truck trying to cross into Eagle Pass from Mexico. The biggest haul of the drug ever at a U.S. port of entry. How many got through? You wonder. U.S. trucker found dead hanging in a holding cell at Border Patrol checkpoint. Border Report says 43-year-old driver was found 17 February hanging inches off the ground with his jacket wrapped around his neck and tied to a privacy petition a few hours after his arrest. In Laredo, he was driving a truck. Turns out they had they found illegal aliens in the back. And while he was in the holding cell, they came in to serve some papers on him, and he had hung himself. Former Laredo U.S. Border Patrol official retires amid sexual misconduct allegations. This guy became the second highest-ranking official in the Border Patrol nationwide at one point, Joel Martinez. He was acting deputy chief in January, NBC News saying he's retired under a cloud of sex misconduct. And the city of Forest Hill in the Dallas-Fort Worth region has fired their police chief, Eddie Burns Sr., and they don't say why, but they fired him. So you need a police chief. There's one floating around out there. All right, we've got the oil and gas rig count, some other business news ahead, much political news here on the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas. Don't forget that podcast with Chip Polk. You just go to prattontexas.com, click on the podcast link, and you can listen to it. Back in a moment.
Wish to comment on a story? Send an email. Visit the contact page at prattontexas.com or join the listener club and get that direct to Pratt email address.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
A Texas Aggie from the big country says he visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip with his wife, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be. Very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care. Click the banner at PrideOnTexas.com.
He reads the entire state press each day, so you don't have to. It's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Baker Hughes is out with the rotary rig count. The U.S. went up by 5 rigs. Canada went down by 3. Texas had a positive week for once. It's been a while. 2 rigs added. We're back up over at 300 to 301. We were at 370 this time a year ago, so up 2 in the oil and gas drilling rig report. Not a good thing in the Rio Grande Valley for farmers. And Senator John Cornyn and Senator Ted Cruz issued a joint statement about the closing of Rio Grande Valley sugar growers' sugarcane mill. They said Mexico's failure to adhere to its obligations under the 1944 Treaty of Utilization of Waters, this is about the Rio Grande watershed, is having disastrous consequences on farmers and ranchers in South Texas, and this closure will be followed by others unless the government of Mexico moves to come into compliance with those obligations. Current situation is unsustainable and unacceptable, and they're calling on the U.S. to use all their diplomatic tools. Biden doesn't care about the invasion. Why would he care about a Texas sugarcane mill and farmers going under? Cruz authored and introduced resolution back in September highlighting this problem of the water shortages because Mexico's not making good right now on its promised and pledged water deliveries from its impoundments into the Rio Grande. And speaking of the valley, the border business section of the Rio Grande Guardian, Steve Taylor today says that the Economic Development Corporation in FAR says that a new manufacturer is coming using 700,000 square foot building and creating 300 new jobs. I wouldn't tell who it is. And Houston's Intuitive Machines. This is private space, my friends. Robert Zimmerman, the leader pushing for this a decade ago in Washington. Nobody wanted to listen. They finally started listening. And now all these strides, I mean, NASA's just a big bureaucracy. It's private companies, private built rockets, privately designed lunar lander. And it's a Texas company. Houston's Intuitive Machines made history as the first private company to touch down on the moon yesterday. It appears it all went well, they got communications. But frankly, I still haven't seen anything that they haven't actually told us that everything, that it landed properly as it should and everything else. I know the press said that, but follow Behind the Black and you'll know a little bit more there with Bob Zimmerman, who is the most noted space historian in this country and actually wrote the published encyclopedia of space. He sort of knows what he's talking about on these things. And most days we trade emails about, he writes me back, how lazy and stupid and ignorant are these journalists, you know? And of course his point's right. I mean, if you're covering a specific area, you know, you're the science or the space journalist for some newswire or outlet, you ought to actually know something about it. I will tell you that 90% of the things I've sent him out of the Houston Chronicle, since space is a big deal in Houston, I get back with, oh my God, how inaccurate, how wrong, how stupid. Bob, you've heard him on the show. He's entertaining. He's just as entertaining in emails and everything else. Today in Texas History, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's local title company. Reliable and responsive with fast turnaround. Hub City Title has in-house title examiners. Learn more at hubcitytitle.com. Use them if you're in Lubbock. They're Lubbock's premier title and escrow company, and they sponsor our look at Today in Texas History. Today, February 23rd in 1836, the Siege of the Alamo began. In 1884, Texas legislature created Gillespie County out of Bexar and Travis counties. In 1911, this date, Quanah Parker, the last fighting chief of the Comanche, died from an undiagnosed illness in Oklahoma. And 163 years ago today, 1861, secession referendum in Texas passed by a landslide, 46,153 for secession, 14,747 against. 18 of the 122 counties of the time, only 18 were against secession, but frankly, there were quite a few folks in Texas and areas that were not for this Confederate idea. And tomorrow in Texas history, the 24th of February, 1836, it's the day William Barrett Travis, commanding the Texans under attack at the Alamo, wrote his famous letter. And here's an earlier, I don't know, several years ago, recording of that letter that I did. Commandancy of the Alamo, Bexar, February 24th, 1836. To all the people of Texas and all Americans in the world, fellow citizens and compatriots, I am besieged by 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under Santa Anna. I have sustained a continual bombardment and cannonade for 24 hours and have not lost a man. The enemy has demanded a surrender at discretion. Otherwise, the garrison are to be put to the sword if the fort is taken. I have answered the demand with a cannon shot, and our flag still waves proudly from the walls. I shall never surrender or retreat. Then I call on you in the name of liberty, of patriotism, and everything dear to the American character to come to our aid with all dispatch. The enemy is receiving reinforcements daily and will no doubt increase to 3,000 or 4,000 in 4 or 5 days. If this call is neglected, I am determined to sustain myself as long as possible and die like a soldier who never forgets what is due to his own honor and that of his country. Victory or death. William Barrett Travis. Again, thanks to Hub City Title, hubcitytitle.com, for sponsoring our look at Today in Texas History. And tomorrow, go on YouTube, find Brian Burns' version of Travis' letter from the Alamo. It's the best. We play it, but, I mean, this isn't the actual day today. So, you know, when it rolls around on show day, we'll set things aside and do it again. But go listen to that tomorrow and remind yourself what people were willing to give up in the face of just almost certain defeat, willing to give up to fight for liberty. And a lot of people today can't be bothered to go vote, or, oh, it's everybody's so mean and they're yelling at each other and I can't stand it. What kind of patriot are you? I mean, what do you mean it's mean? Maybe in Hector County. Big piece today at KOSA. It says, yesterday afternoon, police with the Odessa PD had to respond to a disturbance at the Hector County Annex building, county property, so I don't know why the county didn't. But anyway, it said there was an incident involving Carmen Wilhite and Donna Kelm. It said both Wilhite and Kelm claimed they were victims of an assault. Kelm's on the 2024 ballot running as county chairman for the Republican Party. Wilhite is running for precinct 203. Parties were separated. The incident's under investigation. But the Hector County Republican Party is under, I mean, there's a huge attack in Hector County. City of Odessa and the county have begun electing true conservatives, and Mayor Hovind and others just doing stellar job setting an example statewide. I will tell you behind the scenes what I know to be true, that there are a whole bunch of big business and money people that don't like conservatives. By the way, you know, people say, well, why aren't they being on our side? I'm like, do you think Philadelphia and all these liberal cities like Houston or Chicago, New York aren't run and the power isn't in the hands of big corporate business people and other wealthy people? I don't know where people get the idea that those folks are, you know, pro-Constitution, pro-liberty by nature. It's just ridiculous. And there's a big fight there to start turning out and destroying all the conservatives in town. But the Ector County Party, Republican Party, unequivocally condemned the actions that led to the unfortunate assault of a dedicated campaign worker earlier today. The incident resulting from the actions of Donna Kelm is not only deeply troubling, but utterly unacceptable in a democratic society. So they're naming this Kelm. And they say that they hate, it's disheartening to see this in the context of the multi-year assault by Ronnie Lewis and his operatives waged against Ector County Republicans. Escalating rhetoric and actions are associated with liberal council culture and on and on. And it is rather interesting. You can find that story at KOSA today down in the Petroplex.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Primetime Texas Listener Club member Tom wrote, "I just returned from Costa Rica. I went there on your suggestion and cannot agree with you more. This was the best dental experience ever. I had a good bit of work done and Dr. Zuniga was able to get it all done in one day. The amount of care and attention was unbelievable, from the work itself and the follow-up to make sure everything was great before I went home, made this a great experience. While root canals and crowns aren't fun, this is the way to do it. Thank you for recommending Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica. I certainly will be referring friends and family." Learn more. Click on the dental care banner at PrattonTexas.com.
DOT-regulated drivers, owner-operators, line up your required random drug testing program with Allied Compliance Services. Be legal and safe up and down the road. You will be a valued customer with Allied Compliance, and they will be on call to help when you need it. Visit AlliedCompliance.com, AlliedCompliance.com, or phone 800-411-6906. Call Allied Compliance at 800-411-6906.
Ladies and gentlemen, lovers of Texas and of liberty, it's time for the show that celebrates the spirit of Alamo. Here's your Texan-in-Chief, it's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We'll get into the campaign stack, some comments on HD 83, House District 72 against Drew Darby and others coming up. But first, our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Sidney Henry has the follow-up story at the Texas Scorecard. I brought you the story on Wednesday about this electioneering email from Denton ISD. Well, there's more. Denton ISD school principal emailed employees encouraging them to vote in the Republican primary election, decrying school choice and promising coverage at work for them to vote. That's what we told you Wednesday. The latest email, sent to all staff at Borman Elementary by its principal, Jesus Lujan, was sent to the Texas Scorecard following reports of another Denison ISD administrator, Lujan's wife, Lindsay, engaging in similar tactics on the taxpayer dime. Texas election code prohibits public employees from using public resources to electioneer, and the penal code prohibits voter coercion. Both are Class A misdemeanors. Like his wife's email, Mr. Lujan's email tells employees that the district, quote, will provide coverage for all Borman employees to go and vote in the Texas Republican primary. Our goal is 100% of Borman employees voting because it is that important, end quote. Now, folks, first of all, we have 2 weeks of early voting, and it goes till 8 or 9, what, 8 o'clock every night? Why? See, this is another problem with government workers. Why in the world do they need coverage to go? Why do they have to go during school time? It's just infuriating. Even if none of this were illegal, that's infuriating. You got all weekend, you got before school, and you have to well after school every day. But it doesn't matter because it's not their money, you know, paying for labor. Now, in response to the first email, Paxton said it's illegal electioneering under the election code. That Jesus Lujan's email went on to say this: voting in Republican primaries is especially important because the votes cast in primaries inform issues that the party will prioritize. Since Texas tends to always elect a Republican, we want to inform the party through our votes which issues we care about the most and how we feel about them. I'm going to take an aside here and say this is so typical of left-wing-minded people. They always believe they speak for everybody, and everybody in whatever organization there is agrees with them, which is bull. That's why I always get sent these emails, because their own staff, faculty, and teachers often don't agree with them. Anyway, goes on to say, thus, vote for the candidates. So this is where it gets really illegal. Vote for the candidates who support public education and school funding in the Republican primaries, no matter what your party affiliation is, Republican or Democrat. So he's openly asking all the Democrats, too, to go vote in the Republican primary and vote on the school choice referendum issue and, of course, candidates. He says, consider thinking from a purple mindset in future elections, voting for the candidate that will support public ed and funding in the future despite their party affiliation. Please know that historically, 85% of primary voters in Texas want vouchers, he highlighted. That's why it's so important that teachers and public school and funding advocates show up in the primaries. In addition to the email, he texted the school's team leaders chat to include a sample ballot with anti-school choice Republicans marked. In other words, he's actually marked the candidates. How is it you don't know this stuff is illegal? And first of all, it's just wrong, whether it's illegal or not, telling your people what to do. Not a private enterprise. Well, the attorney general has sued Denton ISD for illegal electioneering with taxpayer money. And using our money to stump for specific candidates during the election. And he detailed these emails in here. It says, although the Office of Attorney General is not currently able to criminally prosecute election code violations following that, I add, stupid Court of Criminal Appeals decision in Texas versus Stevens, the OAG may nonetheless seek civil injunctive relief to attain a court order prohibiting school districts from engaging in unlawful attempts to influence elections. So that's what's happening. Paxton said it's absolutely improper for publicly funded entities like school districts to engage in electioneering, as Denton ISD has done. State law prohibits government officials, including school district personnel, from using either their positions of authority or taxpayer resources to influence the outcome of elections. Government officials everywhere are on notice. I'll use every legal remedy available to me to stop school districts from influencing or coercing their employees to vote in any particular way, especially when a district uses taxpayer resources and money so to do. Our elections must be protected from illegal interference. So the attorney general taking action in this case where he can, which is to just seek injunctive relief. In other words, get a judge to tell him to stop. Oh, well. Now, Hale County, Plainview, they've had a problem on their ballot. Alyssa Harris at the Plainview Herald reporting that as a voter was preparing to cast their vote on Thursday, yesterday, for Precinct 3 constable race, the Precinct 1 race popped up on the voting machine. What it appears is that there's a discrepancy between the data submitted for the boundary lines to the Secretary of State's office and the map within the city of Plainview. So they got guidance from the Secretary of State's office. County issued paper ballots to early voters from the affected precincts who showed up to start voting starting Thursday afternoon. I mean, the vote's already counted. You can't do anything about it. And they think they'll have the voting machines reprogrammed on Saturday. So the only race it affects is their Precinct 3 constable race in Hale County, which includes an incumbent running and someone challenging. It doesn't affect Precinct 1 race because it was not on the ballot. No one was contesting it. They discovered the error Wednesday. And they say it's unclear how the error occurred, but the folks running it are both relatively new to their positions. Who knows? And for people say, well, they said machines. No, we had a primary once. On the first day, we left the district attorney off the ballot. The printed ones, but they were the scan. You know, had to fly to Austin and get the special ones printed that day and then brought back on an airplane that night. These kind of things do happen, and particularly with these complex computer boundary line things and everything when you have redistricting. Let's jump over to House District 72, running all the way from the south of Lubbock region, you know, all the way down to San Angelo. This is the district that has been poorly represented for many, many years by the Rhino and Chief Drew Darby. I mean, Drew Darby is one of the original handful of traitors that put Joe Strauss in the chair and pulled the coup against Tom Craddock, his neighbor, a speaker, so we could elect a non-conservative, a liberal. And that's what started all this anyway. Drew Darby's awful. And Stormy Bradley, she's from Howard County, in the steel business and other things, Stormy Bradley has already gotten the governor's endorsement late last year. I mean, the governor came in strong for Stormy Bradley. Now, the lieutenant governor has announced his endorsement for Stormy Bradley, saying Stormy Bradley's a dedicated conservative fighter who's committed to protecting Texas values. As a mother and a Christian, Stormy's a proud pro-life conservative as well as a staunch defender of the Second Amendment. She'll fight alongside Republican legislators to secure the border. That's why I'm endorsing Stormy for Texas at House District 72. A big boost here in the waning days. And oh my gosh, I wish we could turn out Drew Darby. Drew Darby, Kel Seliger, who's already gone now, some of these other guys, it's so interesting to live in what's considered by all these people one of the most conservative parts of the state, and yet more than half of our legislative delegation since Republicans took control have been moderate to liberal Republicans. It's really odd. I mean, it's just very strange, and I'm glad to see that things are moving now against that. And of course, that's a big thing in Abilene with Stand for the Lobby Lambert. That the difference between Stan Lambert and people like Drew Darby and Ford Price and all these others is Stan Lambert doesn't really do anything. He just votes wrong on some things. I mean, he's an absolute do-nothing backbencher. This is what many of his colleagues have said, that they don't even see the guy. That's why I started using that line about Joe Biden, that Trump had sleepy Joe Biden, sleepy Stan Lambert. Stan's just not an effective legislator in any way except for the banks, but he couldn't even get his bill signed by his only bill signed by the governor, so he wasn't effective. And then he was elected to get pour more of our money into the school districts, and I guess if that's what you want, your property tax is always going up, fine, then he's good for you, otherwise not.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
When you need new tires or any full vehicle maintenance, there is no better choice than Williams Brake Tune & Tire, downtown Lubbock at 19th and Avenue A. Larry Williams at Williams Brake Tune & Tire has served happy customers in Lubbock for over four decades and has taken care of Isabel and my vehicle needs for over half of that time, so I know. New tires, inspections, and any level of vehicle service. Williams Brake Tune & Tire, downtown Lubbock at 19th and Avenue A. Learn more at williamsbraketuneandtire.net.
Ransomware or a virus can completely shut down your business. But with managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Service, you can have the assurance of the world's best virus protection and do so without bloated software that slows your workstations. Jeff Barker Computer Service keeps your machines protected and is there to help if something goes wrong. Get the best, most efficient virus protection from Jeff Barker Computer Service. Visit jbcs.com, jbcs.com, to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you.
Farm tractors, semi-trucks, golf carts, ATVs, and even forklifts, what do they all have in common? Batteries. Texas Battery has the correct batteries for all, including commercial, industrial, and agricultural machines. Texas Battery has what's needed for tractors and combines to ATVs and forklifts, and Texas Battery has the right cables when yours need replacing, all with Texas-sized service. Keep your equipment and toys working with Texas Battery. Texas starts with TexasBattery.com. That's TexasBattery.com.
Welcome to the show, where Juan Seguin, Sam Houston, and the Alamo are revered equally as Washington, Jefferson, and Concord. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Abbott had a good one on the campaign stump that Newsweek picked up. No kidding. He was on a campaign stop in East Texas, down in Southeast Texas, Lumberton. And supporting Janice Holt, who's running for the House of Representatives. And he joked about, we need to build a wall between Texas and Oklahoma to stop the spread of the radical woke left agenda. He was just making a joke. It was funny. There was more said, but big laughter, Newsweek pointed out. Now, I'm sure that was really exciting. You know, that's this whole taxonomistique and everything, just ever since the Texas Revolution, really before, but once since the Texas Revolution, it's just been this larger-than-life mystique in all of the nation's media, and they do kind of get a kick out of it. It's one reason they all get in a lather over things going here and the talk about secession and being your own country. They really just don't get it, but that's all right. There is a really big piece on the Texas 23 race between U.S. Rep. Tony Gonzalez, that one that covers more of the border than anywhere. all out, you know, San Antonio, all the way over the border and all the way up into the edge of El Paso. And he's in a big race, you know. He's the incumbent. It switched back Republican-Democrat. And Tony Gonzalez held on to it last time. It was tight. But you got a bunch of people on there hoping they'd get a runoff. But who knows if they'll make a runoff. But there's a guy who's campaigning as the AK guy, Brandon Herrera, you know, meaning firearms and stuff. And he's really interesting. And he's running... What you do, I mean, he's just running full out with the hatchet swinging forward all the time at Gonzalez. And all of a sudden, Gonzalez has found himself in a very serious race. There are a few other people in there, but it's going to be interesting to watch that. I think it's fun. I think it's good fun, and it needs to be done because Tony Gonzalez is not as conservative as he needs to be. And... on top of that, he is a little bit of one of these, sort of like the guy that was there before, kind of an egghead, you know, like that last Republican that had it kind of think that it was a former CIA guy. This guy was a Navy cryptanalyst, and he just kind of has an arrogance about him. But yeah, that's all right. We'll see how it comes out. I think voters do need to think about the fact that that's a swing district and make sure that they don't do something. That's kind of fun, but puts the district in play back for the Democrats in November because we can't lose a seat in the U.S. House. All right, I want to get to this House District 83 race. Yesterday at noon, I was listening to The Thin Line with Ken Adams on 98.7 FM, 1420 AM, Walk My Faith Radio, our affiliate in Lubbock. And Ken had on there Wade Cowan, challenger to Dustin Burroughs, chairman of the Calendars Committee in the Texas House, this big race in House District 83, and somebody sent in a text question about the lawsuit, bankruptcy or something like that. And I learned years ago, just stay out of the rumor stuff. Don't hang out because it almost all of it's bullet, wastes all your time and energy. And I just don't go around it. In fact, in election time, I avoid the people and the places where all that stuff's getting passed around. Well, Robert, how can you cover it? Look, I'm telling you, a lifetime of this, 95% of what you hear ends up never happening, never was true, never whatever. It's just a waste of your time. Well, I didn't know this was being talked about. And I had thought about when this race was first announced back last year when Wade Cowan filed, I thought, you know, I wonder if this will come up. And I was sort of waiting because I was intimately is probably the wrong word. I was very involved in this whole case that they're talking about. And I didn't know it was going on as a whisper campaign. He didn't bring it up. The host didn't bring it up. A caller did. So that means it's being passed around. Well, I didn't know it had appeared anywhere. And I don't want to address things that are just being whispered around. Campaign will always deny they had anything to do with it. However, somebody did give it because way back in October, in their back mic column at the end of the week on 20 October, the Texan had a little blurb on the House chairman, you know, Dustin Burroughs drawing a primary opponent. And the very last paragraph in it was, this won't be the first time the two have squared off. Burroughs was an attorney in 2014 who sued Cowan and West Texas Guar, along with hedge fund behind it, over a breach contract payment for more than $20 million worth of Guar crop, you know, to farmers. Burroughs' clients won a settlement and a significant payout. Let me explain to you what happened. West Texas Guar was my largest single advertiser. This is why I told you I know Wade Cowan. We were very effective, and we had farmers all over, southern Oklahoma, Alpha, Wichita Falls affiliate, all across growing guar because the price just kept going up. If anybody in the Burroughs camp is telling you that Wade Cowan did something wrong in this, I bet you won't get Burroughs to tell you that. Of course, the problem is you can't get him in a public forum or any uncontrolled situation to answer a question. But he won't tell you because... he and I know, and he knows, that he was all excited about the case and came to my studio and came and spent an hour or two with me telling me all about what they were going to do. And he knows that Wade Cowan is the hero of this deal and the victim. Cowan and Forbus, the two local officers, built this company. This hedge fund came in and just poured more and more and more money into it. Now, this is my summation, without a lot of detail, of what was happening. This is a decade ago. They came in and poured money into this. All of a sudden, Wade and them were like, my gosh, we got all this backing. Let's advertise more. They want more contracts. They kept raising the price. They're going to pay per pound or however they pay for it in guar seed. And And it just went up and up and up. And then it turns out later, all of a sudden, these guys out of New York pulled a fast one. They removed Wade as the CEO. And all of a sudden, farmers, for the first time ever, many years of this, all of a sudden, people weren't getting their checks. And this stuff's sitting in elevators in Arizona and South Texas and all across the high plains. And the rumor was these guys have done this kind of thing before, the group out of New York, and that they've come in here and they push everybody out, basically change the locks and the doors, put their guys in. Wade Cowan was never asked to testify in this deal because he was part of, I want you to understand, they were the guys that helped blow the whistle on this deal. And so cooperated, what Burroughs and them did was, we got farmers together here to force them into bankruptcy court in West Texas, in an honest court, instead of some corrupt, friendly court in New York State, which is apparently what their plan was. And then the rumor was, and there was pretty good evidence to support the idea, they were just going to steal all this stuff or try to get it free in bankruptcy or something, just steal it and send it to India to a guar plant. And it's gone. It reminds you of some other old famous Texas swindlers out there. That's what they were going to do. Let me just tell you something. All you business people, I've been in business since I was 15 years old. I have never gotten paid in a bankruptcy. Even, you know, unsecured creditors never get paid. Let me tell you what happened. Wade Cowan basically took what little loss there was on his own shoulders. In this, I think he maybe lost a grain elevator he owned and something like that. He took a big hit on behalf of everybody else. Every farmer got paid, and even unsecured creditors down way on the list. It was a big thing for me, but it was tiny in this big business. I got paid 100% out of the bankruptcy. Wade Cowan made sure that happened. His integrity is beyond reproach in this area. So if you're out whispering this stuff around, you might want to know that you're not going to hear it from Dustin Burroughs, because Dustin Burroughs came over to my office telling me all the details about the case, you know, when they set it up and what they were going to try to do. And he knows the absolute truth on this thing. So it would be dumb for him to make mention of this, but somebody fed that to the media, or they found it I told somebody they could have just found it in an online search. I mean, come on. The fact is, that deal was a bunch of outsiders with money that were coming in here pumping it up and then going to do it dirty. And it was Wade and Mr. Forbes there in Brownfield that turned tail on them, and we got everything done right and everybody got paid. And everybody got paid, even unsecured creditors, which is unheard of. Know the truth and beware being a false witness in a campaign whispering things that you don't really know anything about. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Proudhon Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.